The proposed Coleman Farms subdivision will be located at the corner of Airport Road and U.S. Highway 40. The nearly 11-acre subdivision stretches south adjacent to the Mountain Valley RV Park, while bordering an existing subdivision to the west and Highway 40 to the east. 56 of the 190 residential units in the proposed development would be located above commercial buildings. The development has planned for nearly 13,000 square feet of commercial space. The proposed zone change comes after Fig Development approached the city in October of 2018, wanting to build the mixed-use development. City Council directed Fig Development to the Planning Commission. Here's Heber City Planning Director Tony Kohler.
Some of the basic direction that the City Council gave us was develop a new zone that elevates the affordable housing contribution by the developer. The council also wanted to make sure that whatever was done was compatible with adjoining neighborhoods, and also wanted to make sure that we had a commercial component to make sure that we have a balanced tax base.
Heber resident Marianne Allen started an online petition to stop the creation of the new Gateway Corridor Zone and Coleman Farms. The petition says in part that the zone will, quote, allow some of the highest density apartments/townhomes in all of Heber. Wing point is 12 units per acre. This would be 17.5 units per acre. End quote. The petition also says, quote, we want to see responsible development and planning that enhances and preserves the beauty and open space characteristics that Heber City is known for, end quote. The area is currently zoned as C2 commercial. Kohler says that zoning could still allow for high-density developments.
Commercial zone already permits mixed use. The one thing it does not permit is residential uses on the main floor. The commercial zone also does not have a density cap, and it has a 5-story limit. So the amount of residential that a developer could do in a commercial mixed-use development in the current C2 zone would likely exceed the permitted densities of the Gateway Corridor Zone. So some of the benefits that result from the Gateway Corridor Zone is there is a 3-story maximum height. There is a cap on density at 20 units per acre.
The zone change would also require an increase in affordable housing units from 10% in C2 commercial to 20% in the Gateway Zone. Kohler also notes the zone would allow restrictions on certain types of commercial businesses, such as auto sales and gas stations, among others. The city staff report also noted that the Gateway Zone could be implemented in 2 other areas in the city, one being on the north end of town near Smith's Marketplace, and the other in the western part of town as Midway Lane comes into Heber. The public hearing regarding the zone changes is the first agenda item on the Tuesday Planning Commission meeting at 6 p.m. in the Heber City Office Building. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.